I got a fishing boat. So I wanted to catch me some crappie. Had a dear friend of mine sell me one. I'm not going to go into no detail. And he did. So I decided to get the boat, you know, fixed up. So I wanted to look pretty good. So I took the keys out and I had a friend, the guy that, anyway, going to redo it for me. Took it to him, he did so. I got back, I couldn't find my keys. I looked for him, I said, Tim, I want you to agree with me. I find my key. So I walked around for days and said, the keys in my pocket, keys in my pocket. And my mind would say, I want y'all to hear this, because see, this is where the battle is at. My mind said, you ain't never find the key, boy. You ain't gonna never find it. I kept saying, keys in my pocket, keys in my pocket. I went and got a new switch. We took it to the boat place. Got a new switch, a new set of keys, and put it in there. But remember, we agreed. You know what? The other day, I think it was Wednesday, in my Toyota, I looked in to get my lip balm. I pulled a little pocket open. I don't know if y'all remember when I first got it. I told you, that was a little pocket on that left side. I didn't know I had. Okay, I had my lip balm in there. Whatever we call it, lip, chapstick, whatever. Something to make this lip be a little soft. So, when, you know, I kissed my wife, it would be scratchy. But anyway, y'all let's come on back over here. I ain't talking about no kissing now. I just made mention of it. Let's get back over here with my story. So I opened it up to look in there to get my lip chap or lip. There was the key. Here's the deal. We agreed. And too many times, that taught me a lesson. Don't you ever give up on what God said. If he said it, then it's true. Even though I got me a new switch and all that, I still found my key because I still found my key. They were in my pocket. Just like I said, the keys in my pocket. I just had to look in the right pocket. Now, see how we do. Woo, that's early. Go ahead and put up Mark 11:23 again, guys. Leave it up there for a minute. We're going to another in a minute. This life of faith. Oh, it's such a beautiful life when you learn how to live it. But you have to give yourself to it. You have to give yourself to the study of the word, applying the word, believing the word, then put it into practice. Hello? Hello? Now watch. He said, for verily, see, this is what I like about it. He said, for verily, I say unto you that whosoever. That's what got me. Who said? I don't care. See, everybody else can be against you and don't believe in you, but God said, if you will do it, I don't care if nobody else believes. He said, if you will do it, this is what will happen for you. Who said? I may have to come back there, but let's go to Mark chapter 5 because I want to get this story. At least get started on it. It blessed me. Mark 5:25. I think it's Mark 5:25. Then we'll look at another one. not today, but later on. It says in Mark 5:25, at a certain woman, let me do this, because I want to do this, Mark 5:25. Yeah, there we go. It says, a certain woman which had what? An issue of blood for 12 years. The passion said, am I in the right chapter? Now in the crowd that day was a woman who had suffered horribly from continual bleeding for 12 years. Verse 26 said, and she had suffered many things from many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Verse 27. When she heard, there we go. When she had heard of Jesus, came where? In the press. See, she came in the press to, first of all, a woman with, in her condition, it was against the law for her to even be in, out in the public. But she heard that Jesus was healing. And see, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. She heard. You're hearing that Jesus is a healer today. Are you hearing? When she heard, let's finish the story. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press and touched his garment. For she said, Jesus said what? Whosoever shall say. Whosoever shall do what? Say. When she heard, you're hearing today. Here's what stopped most people from pressing into this. They'll say it a time or two. And then when it don't seem to be working, yes, I tried that and it didn't work. So you just cancel out everything. But I never cancel out that the old key wasn't in my pocket. I never did. My mind was talking to me, trying to make me do it. I said, the key's in my pocket. I knew what the word said. Even after I got the key, you know, my mind said, see there, you'll never find it. I can go show them to you now. Are y'all listening to me? And these things don't come overnight. You can learn them, but as you practice them, you'll grow in them. And when you first start walking them, I'm just going to be real with you, okay? When you first start doing this, it might look like you get sicker than ever. What is that for? To discourage you that it doesn't work. I remember when I first started doing this. Looked like I'd get sick for sure. But I learned how to stop it. I was not hoping that this was true. I know it's true. Are y'all listening to me? I was not hoping that something would happen. I knew it would happen. God said it. And God cannot lie. So this woman said, and so the script said, when she heard, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She said it. You know, she said it before anything happened. She said it. And,